Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here, along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Welcome back, Mike.
Hey, Jack. Good to be back with you.
Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers in the most influential space on Earth. Mike, the number one thing that I get questions about, let's say over the past 6 months from franchise companies, is the difference between the ads that they've been doing for a long time and lead ads directly on Facebook. So I wanted to devote a little time today to really take a deep dive into lead ads and what you like about them and maybe some things you don't like about them. First, give us kind of an overview of lead ads and what the process is there with a lead ad on Facebook.
Yeah, so really the cool big revolution that came when Facebook rolled out lead ads was the idea that the information from a user who clicks on your ad can pre-fill, right? So Facebook already has access to their name, to their email address, to their phone number, and all this other data that they've put in to build their Facebook page, right? So instead of them clicking on an ad, going to a landing page, scrolling through the landing page, getting to the form fill, filling out the form, instead of doing all that, you click on the ad, the form pops up right in their Facebook feed, with their name, email, phone number pre-filled in. They just click the next button to submit it over to you. And then, you know, you can fill in some different information. And there's obviously multiple versions of that. And you can add in additional steps and things like that. But ultimately, that was the big revolution, was you know, there's no more seven clicks to get where you want, or, you know, 3 minutes to get where you want to go. It's super fast. It's right in their face, and they can immediately get to it. So setup wise, it works like any other ad, but instead of directing people to a website at the end, you're simply going to, you build a form in Facebook Ads Manager and put in the different information pieces that you want somebody to share with you when they submit the form to you. So they're really cool. They can be very effective depending on, you know, how you set them up and things like that, which I'm sure we'll get into later on in this conversation. But yeah, so that's kind of a 10,000 foot level, what they are.
I've been thinking for a lot of the brands we work with, and maybe some other folks that we know in the franchise space, that these ads are really good if you're, how should I put this delicately? If you're not in love with your current franchise development website, maybe it's, maybe it's got some issues, or maybe maybe it needs a little refresh and you don't have an extra $50,000 sitting around this week to do so. And maybe you're seeing a lot of people hit that site and they bounce out right away because of, for whatever reason, right? Is that sort of a good place to start for lead ads, people who are struggling with something on their current website?
Yeah, that was really the idea behind why Facebook rolled it out, right? Is there's so many companies, whether that's in the franchise space or small business space, that just don't have a convertible website, if that makes any sense, whether it's outdated and they don't have the money to fix it, or whether, you know, they didn't have the money to build one in the first place and they did some kind of drag and drop thing on Wix or whatever it was, right? But the site itself is not pulling the weight that it needs to as a marketing channel. So that's really kind of what they were designed for. And then the other hand is Facebook saw, you know, a ton of people who were in that boat going out and building, you know, 50 different versions of ClickFunnels and all of this stuff. And they said, well, rather than go do that, just build your form on Facebook and we've already got the information. We'll just give it to you.
So And Facebook loves the idea of you not leaving Facebook, you know, getting the information you need and submitting a form, but not leaving the friendly confines.
That's right. That's exactly right. The more that they can control your eyes, the more that they love the tool, right? So you're absolutely right. If you're not in love with your website, you don't feel like it's got the oomph to really get the conversions that you want. Lead ads are a really, really strong and great alternative to just continuing to send traffic to a website that's not working.
Let's talk a little bit about that setup of the lead ad form. Is it pretty customizable? Are there certain things that you recommend that are a must have to have in that form for a potential candidate or a potential customer to fill out?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's the classic. I always go back to just keep it simple, right?
Yeah.
Or I guess keep it simple, stupid is the more common phrase there. But yeah, I mean, name, address, phone number, or name, phone number, email address is kind of the core that I would say. Those three always need to be there. Anything more than that, you know, you're probably going to lose some people, but you may need to qualify them more. Zip code is kind of my next go-to when I'm talking about Frandev. That way you at least get an idea of where the person's at in the country. So that's kind of the four things that I would say initially. As far as the options, they're really not endless, but you know, any of the kind of core things you would normally put on a form, you can pretty much run in Facebook lead ads. Now, there are a few things that would be specific to Frandev, like liquid capital, net worth, that kind of stuff. You're not going to be able to put that kind of stuff in there. Sure. But they do give you the ability to create some custom questions, and you can do some yes or no versions there where you could potentially work some of that stuff in there. But again, Facebook does monitor that a little bit as far as what they will let you do there. But usually, you know, most of the Frandev companies that, you know, we work with, or we see do it, or what we hear from other people in the industry, it's really just about like, let's get this person on the phone or get an email going. And so as long as you have that kind of base, you know, name, email, phone number, and then again, potentially zip code, that's at least enough to get your people that work your leads working, right?
Yeah, so, yeah. And I like that idea of having the confidence in your sales team to just get some good pre-qualified folks in who were targeted properly, right? So they saw the ad in the first place. And Sure. And let's make some contact with them and not make them jump through six other hoops before they talk with the salesperson for the first time.
Yeah, and I think it's always been kind of the classic issue of if you ask for so much information on the front end, like the good side of that is you know you've probably got somebody that's really serious about what they're doing because they've filled out a lot more questions. So that kind of leads to the balance of lead ads, right? Like you're gonna get more one phone call or people that don't answer or, you know, some things like that, then you would if somebody's filling out a big long form on your website, right? It's just natural. That's the way this thing works. But on the other hand, typically your volume is going to be a little bit higher off of a lead ad type thing. Now, that also depends on your targeting, how much you qualify in the targeting and different things like that, because, you know, if you're concerned with volume, it's always better to go with a wider audience, right? Lead ad form, very few questions, wider audience. That's going to get you a lot more inquiries. If you're really just trying to very deeply qualify a lead before they fill anything out, you can narrow your audience quite a bit more. You know, you can put things in there about income. You can put things in your targeting around, you know, industry experience, different things like that. And you know, have a much more narrow. And then when the lead comes in, you at least know, hey, they worked in a restaurant or they, you know, are in the top 10% of income earners in their zip code or whatever it may be.
Yeah,
right. So there's a lot of different ways that you can approach that and handle it. But again, you know, I think a lot of people approach it with the fact that, oh, I've done this targeting. Now all this is going to be perfect. Get out of that mindset. You're always going to get people that, you know, oh, I didn't mean to click that, or oops, I accidentally did it.
Sure.
Yeah. Especially, and no offense to our more gray-haired colleagues, but it's just inevitable, right? Like people that aren't as comfortable with technology make mistakes, and that's okay. Like, but that's the other thing that I actually really like about lead ads, because maybe they didn't intend to send you their information, but they were definitely interested enough to click on your ad. So something about your brand, your ad, your copy, the image, the video, whatever it was, caught their attention enough that they wanted more information. And so, and that's really the other thing is with the way the sales cycle has changed, whether that's in Frandev or whether that's, you know, selling a product online, people are doing so much research on their own today, right? And that's kind of been the classic story that we've heard from various breakout sessions at IFA for the last 3 years, probably, maybe even longer than that. But what you're doing is you're still giving them that opportunity to go do the research on their own. Because the other thing lead ads do is once you submitted all that, there's a button at the end that says, you know, view our website for more information. They can still go to your website and do all their research and things like that. But you've at least broken the ice, right? Like they've given you the information, you know, they've seen your ad, you know, they've clicked on it, whether they say they have or not, you know, they have. So it gives you at least an indication that these people were interested enough to take an initial look. Maybe they're not interested anymore after they did all their research, but I've at least got a candidate that was drawn into whatever our marketing thing was, that caused them to click and eventually submit their, you know, name, phone number, email address.
And even if they say they're not interested right now, that's still one more name for the database for somewhere down the road that we could advertise to them again.
Sure.
What are you getting all of that information pushed directly to a certain person within the franchise company or within the advertiser's company? Does that come via email, or where does that data show up from the form?
Yeah. So right now, it's a little bit convoluted because Facebook, we actually talked about this on a few podcasts ago. They've bought the CRM company.
Yeah. With the CRM company customer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they've got a miniature version of like a CRM kind of built into Pages that are running lead ads now called Lead Center. And it's okay. I mean, it's definitely a, here's our first attempt at doing this kind of a product, and that's okay. And they did a decent job. But really the way that I like to do it is, so shout out to another great company, Zapier. If you've never used it, some people call it Zapier. I don't know how to say it, but I call it Zapier. So, but they've got a really cool tool. It's very inexpensive. I think it's like $25 a month, and you can connect up to, I can't remember, I think it's like 100 profiles or something. I don't know off the top of my head, but it's like really inexpensive, $25 a month, and it'll take the information from Facebook lead ads, and you can say, email it to Sarah or email it to John or whatever. And then there's also a lot of CRMs that will actually integrate. There are some really big CRMs that integrate directly into Facebook, but for the most part, Zapier integrates with almost everything else. So that's always a really great, great tool. And again, it's not super expensive. You can probably cover your entire sales team with one single Zapier account and push out multiple emails and different things like that. It's a really great program, and that's typically how I like to do it. And seems to be the easiest, most fluid thing that exists right now.
Does that lead center or somewhere else within your Facebook account, does that give you tracking information on, you know, everything from impressions to clicks to, you know, who filled out the form? Is that all coming directly in Facebook, and what does that look like?
Yeah, so you'll still get that same data that you would get in Ads Manager when you're running the lead. So you're going to see impressions and reach and total number of forms submitted and all that stuff in your Ads Manager account. Lead Center really is just giving you the names, the phone numbers, the email addresses, whatever information that they submitted. And then there's some different things that you can do with that. You can build custom audiences and lookalike audiences off of the people that have submitted forms and different things. So that's why, you know, there's still some value to it. So that's really all of that data is, the metrics and things are still going to be in Ads Manager like they always would. Lead Center just gives you the names rather than having to go. So you had to go into your ad that was actually running, and then you'd have to export into like a CSV or an Excel file. It was a nightmare. And so Lead Center is a massive improvement on that. But again, most people already are working out of some type of CRM. So the easier to get it to that, usually you're probably better off.
Excellent. Last question I have on the lead ads. Do you see a big difference in cost per lead for the leads we're getting through websites versus the leads we're getting through lead ads?
Yeah, so it really, that's a tough question to answer because it varies so much based on the franchise. Based on, you know, and I say franchise because that's normally what we talk about, but
yeah.
you know, depending on if it's a franchise, if it's a consultant that's going after just somebody that's, you know, more of like a cold lead or something like that. I mean, the prices there, you know, vary quite a bit. You know, it also depends pretty heavily on what your budget looks like, right? So if you're somebody that's out spending $150, your cost per lead is probably going to be pretty high. Whereas if you're spending $500, it's actually going to probably be less. And I know that sounds counterintuitive, but just the way that those Facebook lead ads bid, number one, the bid placement is usually a little bit more expensive than like a website traffic ad or a landing page views ad would be that you would normally run when you're going back to a landing page or a website. So there is a little bit more cost involved on the front end of just the placement and how much more expensive it is there. But at the end of the day, you know, apples to apples, they're not going to be ridiculously different. A lot of times, if you narrow your audience a lot more, lead ads tend to be more expensive than sending people back to your website. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're doing that much narrowing, they tend to be pretty qualified too. So, yeah. So it really just, you know, there's so many factors. People ask that question all the time, right? And it's such a hard question to answer because, you know, people still think of Facebook advertising like it's Google ads, where you can just like plug in some numbers and then Google will tell you like all these estimates, right?
Right.
Well, Facebook does that, but there's so many different factors that go into, like, for instance, when you're building targeting on Facebook, every time you add an interest or qualify by a financial setting, it adjusts. Here's how much you should spend. Here's the number of clicks you should expect to get. Here's the number of leads that should come out of that. Every little adjustment and tweak, even things like adjusting my ad's going to run for 20 days or my ad's going to run for 30 days, that will actually adjust the number of leads Facebook expects you to get because it's adjusting your daily bid and things. So there's so many factors that come into that. It's really hard to put a definite, hey, if you run lead ads, it's always going to be cheaper. Or if you run site traffic, it's always going to be cheaper. What I would say is find somebody that knows what they're doing and have them quote it to you both ways, and then make a decision and say, okay, if I spend $500 on lead ads, I'll get about the same as if I spend $300 on traffic or $700 on traffic or whatever it may be. But, you know, I know my quality is better, or, you know, it should be better this way. So that's really a conversation that has to happen, I think, for any business that's seriously considering spending money that way. If you're just going out and throwing, you know, money against the wall and hoping something sticks, sure, you might get some leads, but the chances of that being long-term successful is not very good. You know, we've seen some people, you know, we'll take over some accounts and stuff and we'll go look and they'll be targeting, you know, 240 million people. And it's like, that's sure. You're probably going to get great volume doing that because you're going to get a bunch of people that, you know, 13-year-olds that lied and said they were 18. And so that they could, you know, look
at 239 and a half million of them are not qualified.
That's right. That's right. And so really, there's a balance there, and it's different for every system depending on who they're wanting to go after, what their personas look like, you know, what areas of the country even they're targeting, what cities, what states, how narrow they want to be. So it's really all over the board. So my advice there is find somebody that knows what they're doing, let them run a budget estimate for you both ways, and then you can make an informed decision at that point, because there's really no cut and dry. It's always this way or it's always that way answer.
Excellent. And if anybody needs a little additional help or someone to help them with these campaigns, lead ads or otherwise, feel free to reach out to us here on Facebook, Facebook Messenger, either at Social Joey's page or the Social Geek Radio page. And we would love to chat with you. Mike, thanks so much. And we will see you next week.
Thanks, Jack.
Before we go, a quick word from our friends at Answer Connect. Today, human contact is more important than ever. Make sure a live person answers the phone every time. Answer Connect makes this happen for franchises every day with a team of professional customer service experts ready to impress your callers around the clock. Answer Connect works with many different franchises and small businesses who need 24/7, 365 phone coverage, lead intake, appointments scheduled, or basic messages. They work with many of today's CRMs, which is just one more thing off your plate and one more opportunity for you to work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234, or visit answerconnect.com. facebook.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime on the Social Geek Radio Network.